Those images. Did you see them? The reptile people, yes, but the power in that affinity, it damn near overwhelmed me. The Qualheim counties, that's where he said it was. That's over 1,000 kilometers away upriver. Human affinity can only reach 100 at most. He had 30 years to perfect his diabolical genetic schemes. Her thoughts were contaminated with fright and revulsion. A Xenoc energy virus, Darcy muttered, nonplussed. What did he mean? And he was being tortured along with his children. Why? What is going on upriver? I don't know. All I know is I wouldn't trust him, not ever. We saw images, fantasy figures. He's had 30 years to construct them, after all. But they were so real. And why reveal himself? He knows we will eliminate him, whatever the cost. Yes, he knows we will come in force. But with that affinity power, he could probably compel even a Voidhawk. It would allow himself and his cronies to spread through the Confederation. It was so real, Darcy repeated numbly. And now we know he is so powerful we can guard against him. It makes no sense, unless he really has run into something he can't handle, something more powerful than he. Lorry gave him a sad, almost defeated look. We need to know, don't we? Yes. They let their thoughts flow and entwine, like the bodies of amorous lovers, reinforcing their strengths, eliminating weaknesses, gathering courage. Darcy used a chair as support and pulled himself up. Every joint felt ponderously stiff. He sat heavily and dabbed at his bitten lip. Lorry smiled fondly and handed him a handkerchief. "Duty first," he said. "We have to inform Jupiter that Laton is here. That takes precedence over everything. We're not due a Voidhawk visit for another couple of months. I'll see Kelvin Solanke and request he sends a message to Aethra and the support station out at Marora immediately. His office has the equipment to do that direct. The Confederation Navy would have to be told anyway, so it might as well be now. He can also include a report in the diplomatic fleck on a colonist carrier ship that's heading back to Earth. That ought to cover us." "After that we'll go upriver," Lorry said. "Yes." "Next," the sheriff called. Yuri Wilkin stepped up to the table, keeping the leash tight on his sace Randolph. Rain pattered on the empty warehouse's roof high above his head. Outside the open end, behind the sheriff, the yellow-brown Pollock crater of Harbour 5 was returning to a semblance of normality. Most of the boats had returned after their night on the river. A work crew from one of the shipyards was surveying the fire-ravaged hull that was bobbing low in the water. Some captain who hadn't been fast enough to cast off when the rioters came boiling along the polyp in search of Ivets. The smell of burnt wood mingled with more exotic smells from the stored goods that had caught fire in several warehouses. The flames shooting out of the doomed buildings had been tremendous. Even Lalonde's rain had taken hours to extinguish them. Yuri had milled around, watching, along with the rest of the rioters last night, mesmerized with the destruction. The flames had lit something inside him, something that felt joyful at the sight of a young, terrified Ivet reduced to a bloody chunk of unrecognizable meat beneath the crowd's clubs. He had yelled encouragement until his throat was hoarse. "Age?" the sheriff asked. 20, Yuri lied. He was 17, but he already had a reasonable beard. He crossed his fingers, hoping it would be enough. There were over 200 people waiting behind him, all wanting their chance now the sheriffs had started recruiting again. The sheriff glanced up from his processor block. "Sure you are. You ever used a weapon, son?" "I eat chikros every week, shoot them myself. I know how to move around in the jungle okay. And I got Randolph, trained him all by myself. He's an ace baiter, knows how to fight, knows how to hunt. He'll be a big help upriver. You get two of us for the price of one." The sheriff leant forward slightly, peering over the edge of the table. Randolph bared his stained fangs. "Kill Ivets," the beast snarled. "Okay," the sheriff grunted. "You willing to take orders?" We don't need people who aren't prepared to work in a team.
Yes, sir.